Philadelphia's long-awaited, much-debated pre-K expansion is underway. City leaders today announced 2,000 new high-quality pre-K openings made possible by money from Philadelphia's sweetened beverage tax. The slots won't open until January, but parents can start applying today. Details from WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt.
What you're hearing there is the whole music for 1-844-PHL-PRE-K, the hotline for parents who want in on the city's pre-K expansion. It's hold music that's been years in the making. In mid-2015, then-Mayor Michael Nutter formed a commission on universal pre-K. His successor, Jim Kenney, made pre-K a signature issue and battled for a tax to support it.
As of this moment, families can now call and apply for free quality pre-K, and I believe that's just an awesome change in our environment.
All city families are eligible for PHL pre-K, though the 78 centers that are slated to receive expansion money are concentrated in low-income areas. The subsidy covers school year, school day pre-K, meaning families may have to pay extra if they want childcare for after school and summer hours. The city plans to add 6,500 quality pre-K seats by 2021. That's not universal coverage, but it's a step. At a press conference to announce the expansion, city pre-K director and longtime early education advocate Ann Gemmel fought back tears.
This is something, you know, I've been working on for years, so it's awesome. You made me emotional again. That's so wrong.
She says she's happy for the kids who will benefit, the providers who will grow their small businesses, and maybe most of all for the city.
This proves to so many of us Philadelphians that Philadelphia can imagine big things and do big things.
And as the calendar advances toward January, Philadelphia will have to answer at least one more question. Can it do big things well? I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.